So the question is, can children have demons? Yes. So how do they end up demonized? So how do our children end up with demons? Is it something that they do? Is it something that we do or that we don't do as parents, as gatekeepers? Is it something that they're exposed to? Most of the time, we get demons when we're kids. We can be traumatized as an adult and get a demon of trauma. We can get scared as an adult, get a demon of fear. But most of what we have as grown adults happened or came into us or came upon us when we were children. So the gates, many of the gates or the doors are different for children. So we have to understand that. Generational curses can lie dormant for decades until they're activated. For example, there could be a generational curse of divorce on your family line. Guess what? That curse is not activated until you get married, right? There could be a generational curse of cancer on your family line, right? But many times the enemy waits for the opportune time to activate the curse. You could go till you're 50, 60 years old and never have cancer. When is the opportune time for the enemy to activate a curse? It's when you're at the height of your career. It's when you're at a peak moment, right? Or when you're at a low moment. Demons in children can lie dormant for decades. You might not see a lot of evidence of some of the demons they carry. They hide.